Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. And I think you're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got Richard DeKayser back on the show. Richard is the president of Woodley Park Research. He is one of the top economists in our Brain Trust. And he's been with us as a member of our Brain Trust since 2001. And he's our good friend, Richard DeKayser. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And many of you may have seen him on recent, I guess within the last week or so, Richard, on CNBC.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was last Thursday, I'd have to check. Anyhow,
you're one of the talking
heads. It was a good
roundtable.
We quickly went through the outlook for 2010. There was, of course, a diversity of opinion, but that's not unusual.
Yeah.
I did come down on the optimistic end.
You always do.
I don't think we're going to see the end of high unemployment before year is out. But I think the more important thing to focus on is how things progress from where we are. And on that note, I think there's reasons to be optimistic.
Well, you know, Richard, I want to stick this in there because I'm promoting this idea, and so I'm mentioning it every time I get a chance. A year ago, you were here probably not that far back a year. In fact, you were here. You were here a year ago. I predicted that 2009 would be the kind of year that would be a struggle for a lot of folks as we looked over into the abyss. That wasn't any great prediction. But I said, okay, my singular goal for small businesses is to say to themselves, okay, if I can open my door January 1, 2010, I had a successful year in 2009. I think you agreed with me when I asked you about that last year. And so now I'm pretty sure I'm going to get my doors open tomorrow. And so and a lot of companies did, and God bless them, and I'm you know how I feel about that. But Richard, I'm recommending that all small business owners, even if they're not open tomorrow, to go to their business, unlock the door, walk in and say, "I'm open for business 2010. I did it." What do you think?
Well, if they are.
of course.
Are there, absolutely.
Of course, if they are, that's my point. To me, you know, don't just. I really think they should make a kind of a big deal out of it and raise their hand over their head, put it behind their back, and pat themselves on the back. I mean, I think if you survive 2009, you should congratulate yourself.
Well, I agree. It's been a horrible year. Not to dwell on the metrics, but the biggest decline in GDP that we've seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s, yep. The highest level of unemployment we've seen, at least since the early 1980s, and you could argue it's worse in some respects because we had lots and lots of younger people then, and they tend to be more unemployed.
Let me tell you what's worse is it happened much quicker than any time since the Great Depression, maybe even including that time. I mean, to lose that many millions of jobs in a period of a year or so, I don't know if there's a precedent for that.
Well, we don't know for sure because they didn't have quite the same metrics.
But you got to admit that was a breathtaking a scenario.
Yeah, it was.
So, but that's in the past. I just wanted to say that I think we should take a moment. See, Richard, in small business, it's, you know, most of us are not going to have some grand exit strategy where we go public or somebody buys us out and we get a bunch of money. That's not going to happen for most of us. This is a journey, a long journey. And I just think we should take a moment when those little successes happen. We should take a moment and celebrate them.
I'm with you. I think that's a fair benchmark for 2009. And,
yeah.
And like I said at the beginning, if you can celebrate that benchmark, then I think you've survived to a point where you can look forward to something better in 2010.
Well, exactly. I mean, just don't let this go. Don't let this moment go without some kind of recognition, so that you can feel good about, you know, where you're going to go for 2010. You can say to yourself, "Hey, I made 2009. You know, 2010 shouldn't be that hard." And speaking of which, what do you think about 2010?
Well, like I said, I don't think we're going to solve all our problems right away. And in particular, we've got a tremendous unemployment problem. And even if the economy grows as fast as I think it will, that's not going to put all these unemployed, the 7 million plus, back to work. So
we've got 17 million unemployed or underemployed right now.
Yep. Use the broader definition, sure.
Which I think is appropriate because that's how the employment is going to come back, isn't it? It's going to come back in increments. First is going to be outsourcing, I think. I think the first thing we're going to have is more people doing outsourcing. Then the part-timers will be extended, et cetera. That kind of a progression, right?
Well, yeah, and we're seeing it already. For example, over the past 4 months, based on the official metrics, which are always subject to revision, but at least at this point, what we've seen over the past 4 months, September, October, August through November, rather, each month you've seen more and more contingent or temporary workers hired,
right.
From a few thousand up to 50,000 in the month of November.
Hold on to
that
thought,
Richard.
What that
tells me is that businesses are experiencing an increase in demand for labor. They don't want
right.
to pull the trigger and hire.
Richard, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. 20 till. Richard DeCage, a lot more to tell us after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy New Year, everybody. Richard DeCaser is our guest. Richard is the president of Woodley Park Research. Richard, tell us how we can find you and find your organization.
Very easy. WoodleyParkResearch.com is on the website, and from there you'll find everything you need. The
All
economic
right.
forecast is accessible on page one. Contacts, news, events, and all will be there.
Check it out, folks. And as you know, Richard's been with us for a long time. He has been recognized in the past as one of the top economists in the country. Richard, what is your prediction for GDP for 2010?
3.7%. Right.
Wow.
Then,
for the year?
Yes, it is.
Holy mackerel!
Yep. Well,
Pollyanna,
last year,
Kayser, that's
2009, what I'm... we don't have the final print on it, but it looks like it's going to be something like -0.2, and 2008 was 0.4. So we've been basically seeing no growth for the past couple of years.
I'm going to start calling you Pollyanna, Richard.
3.5% peak to trough decline.
I'm going to start calling you Pollyanna.
Okay. Like I said, write it down. We'll review this at 12
well,
months
hence. I'll give you a little bit of a peek into my own predictions, which I'll be publishing. It'll actually the first time it'll show up will be in my newspaper column on Saturday, Sunday, and my newsletter. But it's going to be significantly less than that. I wish I were more optimistic. But I do think that we will have. I am predicting a positive GDP. What do you think the chances are of a double dip of that housing foreclosures, the commercial real estate, and a number of other things, public policy decisions could create a double dip, another W where we slip into maybe a negative growth one quarter this year?
Yeah, I put the odds of that at about 1 in 7, around 15%,
yeah.
Which is not trivial and not to be dismissed, but not a high probability. And I think the big worry on my screen, at least, is the unknowns in the global economy. In particular, we've been enjoying the benefit of foreign investors pouring their dough into America for many years, and I think that's a very risky proposition because of our large deficits. I think there's a risk that some will lose confidence, and if that ever happens, we'll look at much higher interest rates. And,
yeah.
That, of course, is not good for a feeble housing or auto market.
What about, speaking of interest rates, Richard, what about inflation?
It's a risk.
What about inflation?
I'm very optimistic on inflation. I think, in fact, inflation is going to remain as low as it is, and if anything, inch a bit lower. There are very legitimate concerns out there about all this money the Fed's pouring into the economy. They won't take it out fast enough, and in time, that could contribute to higher inflation. But I'm betting they're going to do the right thing. As I said, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, a student of the Great Depression, he understands what happens when policymakers go too far, and I think that they've in fact been working vigorously on various strategies to reverse course. So, again, a risk, but in my view, one that's not to be realized.
Well, I think inflation, I've heard some people say that they thought inflation would be the big story for 2010. I think inflation is going to be a big story. I think it's in the out years. I think it's maybe, it's going to be maybe 2-3 years from now before we have, but I do think we are going to have to eat this inflation cake we've made with a lot of these things. What do you think is the biggest, give me a fairly short answer to what you think is going to be could be the biggest positive surprise for 2010?
I think a housing market rebound will be the biggest surprise that people will not have seen coming. You know,
we saw housing
activity in 2008, which was the worst ever on record, going back a half a century,
yeah.
And not by a little bit, by a mile. Right now, today, housing is more affordable than it has been in over 40 years. The only reason that the housing market's not coming back stronger than it is because it's difficult to get a mortgage. If mortgage availability improves, housing will come back very strong.
What do you think would be the most likely negative surprise?
Well, asking about surprises is always difficult because it's relative to what? My own expectations, it wouldn't be a surprise to everyone else's, it might be. But I think the biggest negative surprise could be that we still struggle with an unemployment rate somewhere in double digits,
yeah.
Around 10% at
yeah.
year end. This is not my prediction, but I think it's the realistic outlier that might catch people by surprise, and that would be the worst
yeah.
possible outcome for
2010. I think the biggest surprise for 2010 will be a geopolitical thing, not inside the United States. Hey, Richard, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim.
We'll do it next time. Happy New Year.
You too.
Richard DeKayser, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We'll have him back lots in the coming year, especially to go over his predictions. We'll have to check in on those as the year goes by. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.